Joining us now is Edward Cardinal Egan, the Archbishop Emeritus of New York. Welcome back to WNYC, Cardinal Egan. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. I am one of your listeners and one of your supporters and delighted to be with you.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. What do you know about Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio, the new Pope Francis I?
Well, I know him very well. In the year, first of all, we became cardinals together, 2001. And then in 2001, Pope John Paul II asked me to be in charge of a synod, a meeting of bishops from all over the world. And it was right after 9/11, 19 days after 9/11, I had to get on an airplane and fly to Rome and run a synod. And I was really not at the top of my game.
Yeah.
And immediately I met a wonderful, compassionate, wise Jesuit. I had all my education from the Jesuits, and this wonderful man just became part of our team without even being invited. And every day I had to go around. We had five different languages. I had to go around and take down all what each group was saying and then make a report on it and so forth. And he's multilingual and was able to help us quietly, passionately, always humbly and very cleverly. He's an extraordinarily intelligent man. And I can tell you, Amy, not just because it's the thing I have to say, I couldn't be more delighted. Mm. He's exactly the kind of man I think we need right now.
Why is that?
Well, because, first of all, I do think this is the Latin American moment in history. Certainly it is for us. As Archbishop of New York, one-third of what I was doing had to do with Latin American people. Of course, immigrants, but also second and third generation, and they bring something here that's very, very special, and Latin America is going to bring to the world, the Catholic world, something that's very, very special. This is the moment for Latin America and how good it is that the Holy Father, who was chosen, is from Latin America, and indeed from Argentina, Buenos Aires. It's good because he's also a man of extraordinary experience in running things. I was in Rome, up until a few days ago. I went over on the 26th of February and came back on the 7th of March. I greeted the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, and I attended all the meetings and several of the so-called congregaciones, you know. And I saw what was going on there, and I saw Cardinal Bergoglio. Now, of course, because of his age, I have to admit, I did not think he was a candidate. But whenever I saw him in the room, he was across the aisle on the aisle seat from me, and I was two in. Whenever I saw him, I always thought, what a fine man. Mm. What a smart man. A decent, unassuming guy he is. Can you say that? And I said it, so I guess you can. I think very, very highly. I think that he will help us run what needs to be run. I know that the church shouldn't be seen as something that's run, but there are all sorts of aspects that need to be governed and need to be administered and need to be directed, and he's going to be able to do that. He's going to bring to it as well a sense of charity. This is the time right now when the world has to look at justice and compassion.
Cardinal Egan, we've seen reports that Cardinal Bergoglio was a runner-up in the vote that you participated in 8 years ago, the one that ultimately chose Pope Benedict, that he received 40 votes. Is that true?
Well, you know I could never say that.
Oh,
and
I try.
I'm a canon lawyer. I taught canon law in Rome for 17 years, and I tell you, Amy, I would never make a mistake on that one. Get a blank.
What does it say that it took just 5 rounds of voting to select this pope?
Well, no, 5 rounds would be about what it would be. I think that it means that they came to a conclusion very quickly in an era in which the newspapers and the television and the radio said there were no front runners. And so I think the 5 votes was no problem at all, not surprising, at least not surprising to me. I have to be honest enough, you have to always speak the truth to New York Public Radio.
There you go.
I have to be honest enough to say that I'm surprised, but I shouldn't have been surprised. I'm delighted. This is just the kind of person, if he were 65 or 67 or something of that sort, he would have been unquestionably my first choice, without any question. But, you know, I'm 80 now, and I found out that when you're 80, it's about the same as 60. So I guess I shouldn't be worried about it, eh?
Edward Cardinal Egan, Archbishop Emeritus of New York, thank you so much for joining us and offering your thoughts on our on the new Pope for the Roman Catholic Church, Pope
Amy,
Francis
all the
I.
very best. God love you.
Same to you.